The Sicha was the night of Simchas Torah before Akafis, and the Rebbe was speaking about the famous Lashon HaGemara that Chazal tell us, Ani Nivreisi L'Shamish Eskoini, which means I was created to serve the Eibishter. There's another Girsa of Ani Loi Nivreisi, I was not created, Ela L'Shamish Eskoini, only to serve the Eibishter. What's the difference between the two? The difference is like this. According to the first Girsa, you start off by saying, Ani Nivreisi. I exist. I'm a Metzias for myself. What do I do? What's my day job? What do I do with my life? L'shamish is koini, I serve Hashem. The other way is saying like this, Ani Loi Nivreisi. I don't exist. The only time I do exist, Ella, is L'shamish is koini when I'm serving the Eibishter. In other words, my whole existence is a servant of Hashem. How many of us think that we're holding on that level? Well, listen to what the Rebbe says. The Rebbe says, I was thinking about it, and I was trying to understand why Mashiach didn't come. V'alpiza ula, page 40, Ois Beis, V'alpiza ula yeshloimar, the beer and the ikuv hamavu from the Gula. According to this, we can explain why the Gula didn't come. Why? Because we weren't holding on the level of Ani Loi Nivreisi Ela L'Shamish Eskoini. We weren't holding on the level that our whole mitzvah is to serve Hashem. Now, if that is the problem, when do you think the solution is going to happen? When do you think it's going to be the time that our whole mitzvah is to serve Hashem, if that's what's holding back Mashiach? Says the Rebbe, it's there's over there, ikum shein oicharop. That problem doesn't exist anymore. And therefore, obviously, we're ready for Mashiach. This is the Lashon of the Rebbe. Now, I want to ask a simple question. This is our own discussion of the Sicha. The problem that the Rebbe addresses, we understand. The Yidden are not holding on a level that their whole existence is to serve the Eibishter. Yet, the Rebbe says that problem is finished. Are we kidding? I mean, just look around and ask ourselves how many of us are holding on the level of Ani Loi Nivreisi Ela L'Shamish Eskoini. My whole existence is to serve the Eibishter. What does that mean? I have my own explanation based on the next part of the Sicha Ois Gimel. And, of course, this explanation does not reflect the views, necessarily, of the Rebbe. But I want to share with you, because a lot of people I heard, you see, this is one of the places where you see the Rebbe is talking about, as if in a cholim, in avtochis, we're all holding l'shamish eskoini, all these things. The Rebbe is talking practical. What is going on? Why specifically in Tavshin and Beis, the Rebbe says, that problem is no longer there. And this is the explanation, I think. I've put a lot of thought, and this is what I came up with. And on the contrary, if there's anyone out there in this audience, or the audience that's listening, that has another explanation, please let me know. This is what I'm telling you. In Tavshin Mem Aleph, the Rebbe came out with a new mifta. And that mifta was Mifta Tzivus Hashem. That he's creating a new army, and that this army is, we're enrolled in the army, the mifta of Tzivus Hashem, that every Jewish child should be enrolled in Tzivus Hashem. To the extent that there was a hirah from the Rebbe, that even before the child has a bris, right when he's born, he should be enrolled right away. And later on, you'll fill in the name. But the enrollment should be from the very, very beginning. We should be enrolled in Tzivus Hashem. Now, what effect does that have on the child? The child means, now, that was Mem Aleph. In Tavshin and Beis, these children were beginning to be 11, 12 years old. We're talking about a generation of children that from the second they were born, they were part of Tzivus Hashem. It wasn't that they were born and now they enrolled in the service of the Eibishter. We're talking about a unique, elite group of people that from the second they were born, they were already part of Hashem's army. They didn't wait till they were 18 to join, wait till Bar Mitzvah to join, till they came to Temchit Minin. From the second they were born, already part of Tzivus Hashem. It's a whole new level of kids, a whole new generation that we're part of. We're part of a generation that our existence from day one is, who are you? I'm a member of Tzivus Hashem. And the Rebbe says right after, Nois Gimel, why children are called Mashichai, because when you look at a kid, you see Mashiach. And the Lashon of the Rebbe, B'shas Megitnor, a cook, of a Yiddish kind, is what Zetman, what do you see? Mashiach, not just because it's written all over him, but because it's coming out from inside of him. That you see Mashiach, it's all over, this is who he is, this is what a kid is all about. This type of chinuch, ledaiti, is a type of chinuch that comes from Tzivus Hashem. That this level of that, from the very second, what is your metzias? Ani lo nivrasi. I wasn't created. In other words, Elo l'shamish eskein, it's not pshat, ani nivrasi. I was a kid and I was born. When I reached Bar Mitzvah, I joined the L'shamish Eskoini group. I joined the group of people which are serving the Eibishter. No. Ani lo nivrasi. Before I was born, I'm not here. From the second I'm born, it's Elo l'shamish eskoini. It's only to serve the Eibishter. This is the special privilege that we have. I'm going to share with you another thought. And that is that we see that in Tavshin and Dalid is 13 years from Tavshin and Malif. The Derebbe, the Bar Mitzvah boys of Tavshin and Malif, Vani B'soicham, and all of you are born into Tzivus Hashem, the Rebbe trusted us that we are this special force that he raised from Tavshin and Malif, and he's entrusting us with the koiches and the ability to fight this choishech like no one else. To fight darkness, you need special elite light. Who are the soldiers that the Rebbe knew are going to enter Tavshin and Dalet, Nun Hei, Nun Vav? These are kids, Bar Mitzvah, that from the second they were born, they were in Tzivus Hashem. Only these kids have the koyach to fight with the Helam v'Hester. Other people, they had to have been Bar Mitzvah before. They weren't able to do it. The Bochrim of today, and that's boys and girls, that were enrolled in Tzivus Hashem from the second they were born, which is everyone here, that were all part of Tzivus Hashem when we were children, and now we're continuing in the Temchit Mimim, in the army, in the full training base of these elite forces. We have this special koyach. And this special koyach enables us to fight with the darkness. So it may be that we take a struggle, and we don't think that our home metzias is the Eibishter. But who are you? We are Tzivus Hashem. And that's what the Rebbe is not saying. The Rebbe is not talking in a world of higher expectations that we're holding at a level of Nidl Ivresi El Lashamish Eskoini. The Rebbe created it with his own hands in Tavshin and Malif, the Tzivus Hashem, and it was to this group of elite forces that the Rebbe is saying that this problem of Mashiach, that there are people that they register in Hashem's army only when they reach Bar Mitzvah or later, that is over. We have a whole generation of people that from the second they were born, their whole metzias was part of Tzivus Hashem.